action. Mission: increase the physical, emotional, environmental, and logistical capacity required by the mission. This week is not primarily about doing more. It is about reducing the waste that makes meaningful work unnecessarily expensive. Objective: complete 4 audits. The energy audit identifies when you focus best, what repeatedly drains you, and whether sleep supports the plan. The environment audit identifies physical and digital friction. The skill audit identifies the one missing capability most likely to limit the assignment. The support audit identifies what should be delegated, automated, requested, or discussed. Choose one correction from each audit and install it this week. Daily orders. Track energy at 3 points: morning, midday, and evening. Use a simple green, yellow, or red rating. Also record the activity that immediately preceded a major rise or drop. Push, release order. Push, remove the largest preventable friction and request the support the mission genuinely needs. Release, adjust the load when evidence shows yellow or red capacity instead of using shame to force the original plan. No excuse move. Ask for one form of support you have been silently expecting others to notice. Be specific about the request, the period, and what you are offering in return. After action review. What is the mission costing because of preventable friction? Which activity looks productive but drains capacity without meaningful return? What support improved performance? Am I in a green, yellow, or red zone? Week 7. Deliberate practice. Mission: stop merely spending time and begin correcting the specific skill that limits performance. Choose one narrow skill connected to the seasonal assignment. For music performance, it might be transitions, timing, sound selection, arrangement, or recovering from mistakes. For content, it might be hooks, structure, on-camera clarity, pacing, editing, or offers. For leadership, it might be delegation, feedback, meeting design, or decision communication. Objective: design a deliberate practice block with a single target skill, a difficulty just beyond comfort, a measurable attempt, immediate feedback, one correction per round, a short practice log. Complete at least 4 focus sessions this week. Daily orders. Begin the session by naming the correction from the previous attempt. End it by recording one lesson and the first move for the next session. Push, release order. Push, practice at the edge of current ability where mistakes become visible. Release, accept accurate evidence about your present skill without exaggerating or defending it. If you use a multi-domain daily challenge, several practices can remain small consistency containers, but only one should receive deliberate expansion in a given season. The others can remain in maintenance. Limitation breeds creativity when it forces decisions rather than excuses shallow attention. No excuse move. Record or observe yourself performing the skill under realistic conditions. Review the evidence without skipping the uncomfortable parts. After action review, what exact error repeated? Which correction created the largest improvement? Did I spend more time attempting or consuming information? What should the next 4 practice sessions target? Week 8, courageous execution. Mission: move from protected preparation into visible action. Many talented people remain permanently almost ready. They refine private work because public reality can disagree with their self-image. Courageous execution means allowing the market, audience, team, stage, or customer to answer. Objective: ship one meaningful version of the work this week. Publish the video, perform the set, present the proposal, make the offer, request the meeting, release the pilot, complete the application. The action should create real feedback. Daily orders. Use a shipping countdown. Day 1, define done. Day 2, complete the rough version. Day 3, correct the highest risk weakness. Day 4, test and prepare. Day 5, ship. Adjust the days to your calendar, but do not let standards expand after the work becomes emotionally risky. Push, release order. Push, ship the defined version into a setting where real people can respond. Release, establish a period after release when you will not compulsively check reactions or rewrite your identity around early numbers. No excuse move. Choose one action with asymmetric upside that is ethical, aligned, and recoverable if it fails. Commit before certainty arrives. After action review. What did reality teach me that preparation could not? Where did fear disguise itself as quality control? Did I keep the boundary between excellence and perfectionism? What is the next version? Week 9, integrity under pressure. Mission. Pre-decide how you will behave when truth becomes expensive. Character is easier to admire in theory than to practice when a deadline, sponsor, supervisor, audience, or financial opportunity creates pressure. This week turns values into operating standards. Objective. Write an integrity code with at least 7 statements. Include standards for accuracy, disclosure, promises, money, sexual conduct, treatment of collaborators, use of influence, and conflicts between employment and personal projects. Examples include, I will distinguish what I know from what I infer. I will correct material errors rather than protect my image. I will not praise a product dishonestly because money is attached. I will not use private access, employer resources, or relationships deceptively. I will not make my family absorb commitments I hid from them. I will give credit and keep agreements. I will walk away when the opportunity requires disobedience. Daily orders. Before a consequential action, ask, would I be comfortable if the full method, cost, and motive became known to the people I respect? This question is not perfect, but it exposes rationalization. Push, release order. Push, tell one truth whose delay has been protecting comfort or image. Release, surrender any advantage that can only be kept through concealment, exploitation, or compromise. No excuse move. Correct one small area of misalignment you have been tempted to dismiss. Small compromises train the person who will face larger ones. After action review. Where did pressure expose my values? What did truth cost? What did truth protect? Which standard needs a practical safeguard? Week 10, family, service, and contribution. Mission. Ensure the mission creates value without turning people into fuel. This week shifts attention from personal achievement to human impact. Ask not only whether the mission is growing, but whether the people connected to it are being served well. Objective. Create a contribution map with 3 groups. The household. How will the season produce presence, provision, growth, or shared meaning rather than only absence? The audience, customer, or organization. What real problem will the work solve? The people behind you. What knowledge, opportunity, example, or system can you pass on? Choose one measurable act for each group. Daily orders. Complete one invisible act of service without turning it into content or seeking recognition. This retrains ambition to notice value that cannot be publicly scored. Push, release, order. Push. Use developed skill to solve a concrete problem for someone beyond yourself. Release. Perform one meaningful act of service that nobody can convert into applause, status, or analytics. No excuse move. Ask your spouse, child, teammate, or trusted collaborator, what has this season been like for you, and what do you need more or less of from me? Listen without cross-examination. After action review. Who became stronger because of my work? Who paid a cost I had not counted? Where did I practice presence? What repair or adjustment is required? Week 11. Obey the recovery order. Mission. Prove that stopping can be obedience rather than abandonment. By week 11, accumulated fatigue and urgency may tempt you to borrow from rest. Instead, practice the confidence required to recover. Objective. Complete one protected Sabbath with a clear stopping and restart ritual. Remove work communication and production from the period. Choose worship, family, delight, quiet, and restorative activity. Also create a recovery plan for the next 90-day cycle. Include sleep, training deloads, medical or therapeutic support when appropriate, unstructured recreation, and transition time after high-output periods. Then determine whether recovery should remain a supporting practice or become the primary assignment of the next season. If health, grief, trauma, spiritual depletion, or relational damage requires concentrated restoration, write a recovery mission with clear practices, boundaries, support, and a review date. Do not choose another expansion target merely because rest threatens your identity as a performer. Daily orders. End deep work while you still know the first move for tomorrow. This reduces restart friction and teaches you to stop intentionally rather than collapse. Push, release order. Push, complete the truly essential work before the stopping ritual begins. Release, enter Sabbath with at least one non-essential task unfinished and refuse to rehearse it mentally. No excuse, move. Obey the most difficult recovery order revealed by the evidence. That may mean leaving work unfinished, scheduling care, asking for leave, reducing a target, sleeping, grieving, disclosing depletion, or telling someone the present pace cannot continue. Observe what the order threatens in your identity. After action review. What fear surfaced when I stopped? Did rest restore love and attention? Or did I only consume stimulation? What is genuine recovery for me? Which workload pattern cannot be sustained into the next cycle? Is the next mission an advance, maintenance, repair, waiting, or rest assignment? Week 12, after action review and commission. Mission, review the transformation, close the season, and choose the next faithful cycle. Do not rush directly into another goal. Completion includes interpretation. You need to know what changed, what did not, and what the process revealed about your motives, capacity, relationships, craft, and faith. Objective: complete a full cycle review. Alignment: how did my understanding of being consumed by God change? Where did I become more honest? Which ambition still competes for lordship? Character: where did pressure expose integrity or compromise? What did I repair? What virtue requires deliberate training next? Capacity: what happened to energy, health, anxiety, and recovery? Which rhythm increased stability? What warning signs must be respected? Craft: what skill measurably improved? What did I finish or ship? What feedback should shape the next cycle? Contribution: who received value? How did my household experience the season? What can now be taught, shared, or multiplied? Consistency: how often did I complete the 6 daily markers? How quickly did I return after disruption? Which system survived low motivation? Then decide whether the current assignment should continue, graduate into maintenance, be redesigned, or be released. The next cycle may be an advanced mission or a restoration mission. Do not judge faithfulness by visibility. Daily orders. Spend the week reviewing one dimension per day. Keep ordinary responsibilities and minimum practices, but reduce expansion work enough to think clearly. Push, release order. Push. Make a clear decision about what the next cycle will require. Release. Celebrate and close the current season before using a new target to avoid reflection, grief, gratitude, or rest. No excuse, move. Share the unedited lessons with the people who supported the season. Celebrate their contribution. Own the cost. Explain the proposed next cycle and invite honest response. Final, after-action review. What am I proud of for the right reasons? What do I need to confess or repair? What will I carry forward? What will I stop? What is the next faithful assignment? Part 4, The Long-Term Elite Christian Life. Chapter 17, The 90-Day Rhythm. 12 weeks is long enough to create evidence and short enough to maintain urgency. Repeating the cycle turns the program into a life system. Use 4 seasons inside every 90-day cycle. Consecrate. Revisit identity, motives, responsibilities, and the throne. Choose the assignment with open hands. Concentrate. Protect the most important repetitions. Reduce optional noise. Train the limiting skill. Contribute. Ship work. Serve people. Receive feedback. And create real value. Complete. Close loops. Review honestly. Repair costs. Celebrate growth. Rest. And decide what comes next. Do not stack advanced cycles without recovery. A year might include 2 demanding build cycles, 1 consolidation cycle, and 1 restoration cycle. Another year may require more hidden training, caregiving, healing, or waiting. The exact pattern can change. The principle is that every season should have an assignment, every peak should have an end, and every recovery order should be honored without apology. Doors and windows. At the beginning of each cycle, identify doors and windows. A door is an opportunity that will likely remain available or can be revisited. A window is time sensitive. Windows may deserve temporary intensity, but urgency must still pass through the order of life. Ask, what evidence says this is truly time sensitive? What is the cost of acting now? What is the cost of waiting? Which responsibility would carry the cost? Can the window be pursued through a defined push season? What would make the opportunity unworthy of pursuit? This protects you from calling every exciting possibility a divine emergency. Chapter 18, The Rule of Holy Ambition. The program can be summarized in 12 rules of engagement. God gets the throne, success gets an assignment. Obedience outranks visibility, speed, comfort, and output. Grace establishes identity and removes every alibi for hiding. I will not use faith as permission to remain undeveloped. I will not use ambition as permission to become disobedient. I will receive 1 primary seasonal mission: advance, maintenance, repair, waiting, or rest, and give it disciplined attention. I will translate conviction into calendar commitments and observable practices. I will train through deliberate repetitions, feedback, correction, and completion. I will prepare deeply and execute before perfectionism turns care into hiding. I will steward body, attention, money, influence, relationships, Sabbath, and recovery as resources under command. I will use failure as a signal to return, repent, repair, reinforce, and repeat. I will measure outcomes honestly, measure faithfulness more deeply, and leave final authority with God. Read these commitments at the start of each 12-week cycle. Revise applications when the season changes, but do not quietly remove the boundaries when pressure rises. Conclusion: fierce and free. You began with a serious question. Can a Christian give the obsession-level dedication required to win? The answer is yes, but the target of obsession and the definition of winning must be redeemed. You can become unusually focused. You can organize a season around 1 mission. You can train before others wake, study while others scroll, prepare beyond expectations, publish when fear wants another delay, and repeat the work thousands of times. You can build wealth, mastery, influence, systems, art, businesses, and institutions. You can enter rooms where excellence is normal and raise your standards. Christianity does not require you to become less capable. It requires you to become unavailable to lesser masters. It requires your capacity to remain under Christ. That means you will sometimes refuse an advantage. You will tell the truth when a lie would move faster. You will be present when work would prefer another hour. You will execute when comfort requests delay. You will receive rest when God orders recovery. You will repent when ambition deforms love. You will let results instruct you without letting them name you. The world knows performers who are fierce because they are terrified of becoming insignificant. The gospel can form a performer who is fierce because significance no longer needs to be earned. That person can take bigger, honest risks. That person can receive correction. That person can celebrate another person's success. That person can survive a failed launch. That person can build without worshiping the building. That person can stop without disappearing. Fierce and free. This is the paradox of the elite Christian performer. The strongest ambition is carried by surrender. The deepest work grows from grace. The disciplined life includes commanded rest. The seasonal mission matters enormously, but it is not Lord. Hustle culture says your value rises with output. This system says your entire value and identity are received before output. Hustle culture says motion is always progress. This system says obedience may require advance, waiting, withdrawal, repair, or rest. Hustle culture says sacrifice whatever the goal demands. This system establishes rules of engagement the goal may never violate. Hustle culture makes achievement the consuming center. This system makes God the consuming center and trains achievement to serve. You do not need to choose between devotion and excellence. Become consumed with God. Bring the whole life under His authority. Then take whatever has truly been entrusted to you and steward it with everything you have. And when the season changes, when the result disappoints, when the door closes, or when obedience requires release, keep the one thing achievement could never give and failure can never take. You still belong to God. Appendix A, the Daily Liturgies. Morning orientation, 10 to 20 minutes. Be still. Take several slow breaths. Become physically present. You are not trying to force a feeling. Read. Read a manageable passage of Scripture attentively. Ask what it reveals about God, people, wisdom, obedience, promise, or warning. Tell the truth. Name your emotional state without dramatizing or hiding it. Grateful, anxious, angry, numb, hopeful, tired, distracted, or uncertain. Surrender. Offer the day's body, relationships, responsibilities, ambition, and outcome to God. Define. Write one sentence. The most faithful, important move today is pre-performance prayer, 1 minute. God, free me from needing this moment to prove my worth. Help me tell the truth. Use the skill I have trained. Serve the people in front of me and receive the result with humility. Give me courage to act and wisdom to adjust. Evening examine, 5 to 10 minutes. Where did I notice grace, joy, help, beauty, or growth? Where was I anxious, tempted, avoidant, harsh, dishonest, or self-protective? What did I complete? What needs confession or repair? What is tomorrow's first faithful move? What must I release tonight? Minimum viable day. On disrupted days, 5 minutes of scripture, one honest prayer, 10 minutes of appropriate movement, 15 minutes of the key mission repetition, one deliberate act of presence or service, 2 minutes of review. Appendix B, the weekly review. Set aside 30 to 60 minutes outside Sabbath if detailed analysis interferes with rest. 1. Reorient. Begin with gratitude and a short prayer for honesty. Review the mission sentence in order of life. 2. Review the evidence. Calendar. Where did time actually go? 5 markers. How consistent were orientation, training, execution, love, and review? Lead measures. What controllable repetitions were completed? Outcome measures. What changed in the result? Energy. Which days were green, yellow, or red? Relationships. Where was I present, absent, or in need of repair? Integrity. Did I hide, exaggerate, manipulate, or rationalize? 3. Interpret. What worked and why? What failed and why? What am I learning about God, myself, the assignment, and the people I serve? What should be repeated, corrected, delegated, deleted, or delayed? 4. Repair. List every apology, correction, promise, payment, conversation, or rescheduling action needed. Place each on the calendar. 5. Prepare. Choose next week's 3 most important outcomes. Schedule the primary deep work blocks. Protect family, health, worship, and Sabbath commitments. Prepare the environment. Define Monday's first move. Appendix C, the faithfulness scorecard. Use 1 point for each weekday marker completed. Do not use the score to rank spiritual worth. Daily markers. Orient, scripture and honest prayer. Train, body stewardship according to plan and capacity. Push, primary courageous mission repetition. Love, intentional presence or service. Release, surrender of control, outcome, or an illegitimate cost. Review, truth, gratitude, repair, and next move. Weekly interpretation. 25 to 30 points, strong consistency, protect humility and recovery. 18 to 24 points, useful base, identify the repeated friction. 10 to 17 points, the system is not fitting reality, simplify and rebuild. 0 to 9 points, stop adding pressure. Assess health, crisis, overload, and support needs before intensifying. The number is a diagnostic, not a sentence. Appendix D, the assignment discernment guide. Score each proposed assignment from 1 to 5. Biblical alignment. Can the mission and its methods remain inside clear Christian convictions? Responsibility. Does the mission honor existing covenants and obligations? Service. Will success create meaningful value for people? Gift fit. Does it use or intentionally develop real capacities? Window. Is there credible time sensitivity? Leverage. Will progress make other important work easier or more valuable? Sustainability. Can the mission be carried for 12 weeks with defined boundaries and support? Counsel. What do wise people who know your character, household, and field see that you may not? Do not obey the total score mechanically. Investigate any category scored 1 or 2. A high opportunity mission with a severe integrity or covenant conflict is not rescued by points elsewhere. Appendix E, the idolatry and integrity check. Ask monthly, if this goal failed, would I still know who I am? Am I becoming more loving and truthful while pursuing it? Can the people closest to me name the real cost? Have I hidden anything to protect the mission's image? Can I stop for Sabbath without resentment? Am I asking God to lead me or merely endorse me? Do I celebrate others or experience their success as a threat? Is money a tool with an assignment or the score of my worth? What would I refuse even if it guaranteed the outcome? Could I release this mission if obedience and wisdom required it? Appendix F, a 12-week scripture path. Use these passages as anchors. Read surrounding context rather than isolated lines. Week 1, Lordship, Matthew 6, Mark 8, Mark 12. Week 2, Grace and Identity, Ephesians 1 to 2, Romans 8, Colossians 3. Week 3, Wisdom and Order. Proverbs 3-4, Ephesians 5, James 1. Week 4, Rhythms and Abiding. John 15, Psalm 1, Luke 5. Week 5, Calling and Stewardship. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, Matthew 25. Week 6, Capacity and Care. 1 Kings 19, Psalm 23, 1 Timothy 4. Week 7, Discipline and Skill. Proverbs 22, 1 Corinthians 9, 2 Timothy 2. Week 8, Courage and Action. Joshua 1, Nehemiah 2, James 2. Week 9, Integrity. Psalm 15, Proverbs 10-11, Daniel 1 and 6. Week 10, Love and Service. John 13, 1 Corinthians 13, Philippians 2. Week 11, Sabbath and Trust. Genesis 2, Exodus 20, Mark 2, Hebrews 4. Week 12, Endurance and Completion. Philippians 3-4, Hebrews 12, 2 Timothy 4. Appendix G, The Ambition Covenant. Read this covenant aloud at the beginning and end of each 12-week cycle. I belong to God before I achieve anything. I will not hide my gifts to appear humble, and I will not worship my gifts to feel significant. I will name what I want honestly, test it wisely, and pursue it courageously when it becomes a legitimate assignment. I will prepare deeply, practice deliberately, finish meaningful work, measure real outcomes, and receive correction. I will maintain many responsibilities but expand one primary mission at a time. I will establish the costs my ambition is not authorized to impose. Integrity, covenant, human dignity, necessary care, and obedience are not currencies I may spend for success. I will make one courageous push and one honest release as a normal pattern of life. I will obey the mission of the season. If I am ordered to advance, I will not hide. If I am ordered to rest, heal, wait, or repair, I will not let ego manufacture unauthorized work. I will not call passivity surrender. I will not call idolatry dedication. I will not call perfectionism excellence. I will not call self-destruction sacrifice. I will let outcomes teach me without allowing them to name me. I will repent quickly, repair what I damage, receive grace, and return to the next faithful repetition. I will build with intensity, serve with love, stop with trust, and hold every result with an open hand. Success will be my servant. It will never be my Lord.